never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
There will be a job fair on the stage in the debate rather than to be a place where the truth is told.
Bring it on. People can do what they want. I'm not running to be a contributor on cable news. We're running to win.
I want to see our candidates contrast our vision for America versus the failure of Joe Biden.
Eight people on the stage tonight, which is too many people. I don't know what the parties do about that, but it doesn't really help anybody. And Chris Christie is, everybody is expecting to be a wrecking ball tonight, going after particularly DeSantis and Ramaswamy. And he's really good at coming at you hard. He's glib. And I don't know how they're going to handle that.
How crazy would it be to handle the debate like American Idol or some other TV game show, where after two rounds, America votes? Two people get removed from the stage. Two or three, hell. Let's get down to brass tacks. All right, these three people have no chance. Everybody's listened to them. They've answered a couple of questions.
What would really be nice if there was some sort of sodium pentothal or lie detector test or something like that that worked and was constitutional, where you could figure out which ones actually are running for president. Because I think fewer than half of the people on the stage most of the time actually are running for president, don't you?
Yeah, I think some of them might just be, it's super unlikely, but who knows, maybe something crazy will happen and I'll get vaulted. I'll have my moment and take advantage of it.
How often does that person end up president?
Oh, it's extremely rare.
As opposed to the, I've been dreaming this my whole life, every cell of my body has been dedicated to this, I just, it's the only thing I think of, I care about it more than my family, which is usually the kind of person that ends up president.
Yeah, and you have to be extremely impressive, but as yet unknown. And I'm thinking about the various candidates on stage. You know, obviously Vivek Ramaswamy could answer to that description.
Well, let me run through the categories as Byron York breaks them down in the Washington Examiner. Maybe you can comment on them as he divides them into group. There are several subgroups, says Byron York. There is the "Who Are These Guys" groups, with Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota, Asa Hutchinson, the Arkansas governor, Vivek Ramaswamy, who, even though he's kind of having a moment, like the most recent polling, he had a 20% favorable, 18% unfavorable, 61% said they don't know him well enough to have an opinion on Vivek. And so it's got to be more like 90% for Asa Hutchinson and the governor of North Dakota.
Right. An unknown Arkansas governor.
Okay.
Although Clinton was like a once-in-a-generation talent and Asa Hutchinson is not, I don't think.
There is the Bash Trump group with just one member, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who wouldn't be running for president if not to attack former President Donald Trump. I do think that is his motivating thing, to get on the stage and say mean things about the guy who embarrassed him. I think that is what drives him. I think he will feel like if he said snarky things about Trump on the stage tonight, he will consider that a win. There's the I want to be president, but vice president would also be nice group, composed of Senator Tim Scott, Republican South Carolina, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. They're serious candidates who haven't been able to climb up to the top tier yet. A lot of people think Tim Scott could have a breakthrough night because he is incredibly. It's really hard to listen to him and not be impressed.
Right.
And then there's the last group, the leader group, made up solely of Governor Ron DeSantis, who absolutely needs to have a big night. His behind-the-scenes behavior in the last few months shows how important he believes this debate to be. He has prepared for the debate for months, hiring the top Republican debate consultants that exist when other candidates had not yet devoted any time to debate preparations. Some of the candidates started looking for help as recently as 3 weeks ago to get prepared for the debate. When some of DeSantis' debate prep documents became public, either accidentally or on purpose, it showed a candidate who had been doing his homework. I wonder if somebody's going to bring that up tonight. Chris Christie, maybe. The whole we saw your script, we know exactly what you're going to do, blah, blah, blah stuff.
Yeah. Because Christie's going to go take the hatchet to DeSantis, too, right? Is that
sure.
What's expected?
Absolutely, because he feels like he's got to knock him down to get into the one-on-one race between Chris Christie and Donald Trump.
I would just respond, everybody does debate prep. Everybody has these memos. These are suggestions from, you know, debate prep specialists. I'm going to follow some of it and ignore the rest. Anyway, let's talk about the country.
Mark Halperin's breakdown of tonight is there are three things of which I am certain. Chris Christie will come ready to execute a plan to leave Ron DeSantis in a puddle on the floor of the stage.
Duh!
And he's pretty good at it. And I don't know how good Ron DeSantis is at fending that sort of stuff off. I guess we'll find out. How would you prepare for that? If you know a guy's just going to come, like, super hard in a snarky, like, wants to embarrass you sort of way.
I would portray him as desperate and lean heavily on the success of Florida and explain your state could have the same success.
The Fox News moderators, in the absence of Trump, are going to be...
And then, as Michael suggested, say, somebody's hangry. Hangry. Did I not... Hangry.
The Fox News moderators, in the absence of Trump, are going to be looking for entertainment value. And it doesn't take Roger Ailes to know that the best hope for entertainment is allowing Christie to take on DeSantis. I don't know. I hope they're not thinking only in terms of entertainment. But, well, of course, it doesn't have to be only. It just has to be a fair amount.
It's a factor. Yeah.
And it is not clear, no matter how much prep DeSantis did, that he's up to the task of stopping Christie from fricasseeing him.
Well, that's if Christie is there purely as Jack the Ripper to destroy other Republicans, to work out his personal vengeance against Trump and a desperate attempt to claw his way past DeSantis, I mean, that is the epitome of violating Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, to do no harm to other Republicans. I mean, that's bad. That's no way to run a party. And it's a private organization with rules and leadership. It's an organization made to get candidates elected. The whole "this is democracy, free-for-all" thing, we've tried it. It's bad. It doesn't work well for finding candidates.
Well, yeah, but we've left out of the conversation in this little moment here. We've certainly talked about it plenty. Is the fact that the nominee of this private organization has pretty much been decided already. It's Donald Trump. And unless there is a major development, he is the nominee. So I don't know what the role of the Republican Party is in light of that fact.
Undeniably true, but I would say the ground is as fertile for major developments as it's ever been in the history of the country.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember, is it 8 years ago now? Yeah, I guess it's 8 years ago. First debate when Trump was going to be on the stage. I remember having the conversation. It's probably about this time of year, and I remember predicting a boring debate, which I couldn't have been more wrong about, because I thought there were some rumblings in the news that Trump was going to go like super, you know, calm, take it easy, that sort of thing.
And, can he be presidential?
And from the first question, I remember we had our group text going, and Michelangelo basically just saying, oh, my God, this is great. Like, from the first question. And
right.
that, and
right.
things have not been the same since.
My blood pressure hasn't been the same since.
And I feel like that's going to be that way tonight. You know how boring debates used to be? Where you got a couple of current or former senators or governors up there talking about policy. I mean, they were just like, oh, my God, who's watching this? Who's still
adults,
awake?
Adults who care about policy were watching it. Oh, I'm working with the very mascot of the shallow modern media age, Jack Armstrong.
No, I'm perfectly willing to agree that that is a better way to do it. But they were dull. It was like reading a paper you need to read because it's important to have this information. It's not,
yes.
you don't pick it up at the beach, though. But, but
right.
lately, debates have been like an entertaining TV show.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, David Stiles in the Free Beacon with some predictions. Things to expect to see at the debate. At least one candidate, probably Vivek Ramaswamy, will cite or sing Rich Men North of Richmond and agree that taxes ought not to pay for fat folks' fudge rounds.
Oh, yes, somebody. The first person to drop a line from that song gets huge crowd reaction. It's going to be
yes.
a race.
Yeah, DeSantis has to walk out with a resonator guitar and start singing it.
Oh,
come
yeah,
on.
When they introduce you, don't even say your name. I've been selling my soul. You got to just launch into
her bull last pay. Right, yes. Look for this. Tim Scott will suggest that America is not the most racist country in the history of the world. This will cause liberal commentators to lose their minds, resulting in at least one semi-prominent media personality being suspended or forced to apologize for a racially charged insult. It happens all. Somebody on The View will call him an Uncle Tom.
Right.
Then several candidates will criticize Vice President Kamala Harris, prompting Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin to complain on the social network of Twitter. Her post-debate column will scold Republicans for their racist and misogynist attacks. It's absolutely inevitable. Governor DeSantis and Christie will get into a shouting match over which candidate has eaten the most chocolate pudding and who has eaten pudding in the most unusual fashion. Daniel Dale will perform a breathless post-debate fact check on CNN and assert without evidence that Joe Biden does not have dementia. Mike Pence, the former president, will become the first candidate in history to be collectively booed by members of the debate audience, his fellow candidates on the debate stage, as well as the moderators.
You know, I just... go ahead.
Yes?
I'll let you finish.
Well, finally.
It just popped into my head what I would say if I was DeSantis, but go ahead.
This is a controversial finish, folks. Brace yourselves. Neither the candidates nor the moderators will mention the suspicious death of former President Barack Obama's personal chef or the possibly related revelations that Obama repeatedly fantasized about making love to men.
Yeah.
The American people deserve better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag Obama body count.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm willing to dignify that. If I'm DeSantis...
Hell hath no wrath like a POTUS scorned.
If I'm DeSantis after a Chris Christie attack of some sort, I say, well, while you were sitting next to Donna Brazile bad-mouthing Republicans for the past 6 years on ABC every Sunday morning, I've been running the state of Florida and then launch into some conservative things you've done. I think that would be pretty good.
I think it would be so useful for DeSantis to sit down with a couple of guys like us and brainstorm stuff like that. But we'll see. You know, it's the big stage. He's chosen to be on it. We'll see how he does.
That drives me crazy. We got to take a break. But Joe Scarborough on MSNBC is a great example. There's a bunch of them. They're former Republicans. I mean, dedicated their lives to conservative principles. But then they get on shows. They start getting a paycheck. They start getting treated like rock stars in New York, which makes you feel fancy and excited. And it's
sure.
amazing how much they badmouth conservative ideas and principles, not just like not just Trump, but just don't even stand up for the things that they claim to believe in their whole lives.
They get lavishly paid, lavishly praised, and are the toast of the town for doing that.
Yeah,
screw it. They think cynically, I'm going to get rich.
Well, I'll talk more about the debate later. We got plenty of more time, and we got a couple of great stories to get to. Somebody speaking up at a school board meeting and losing their job over it, which is a cautionary tale. among other things on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hun, we need to stop putting off getting life insurance.
I know. It's just been so busy, and I'm sure the cost is out of our budget.
Well, Jen told me that they got a $500,000 term life insurance policy from Ethos for less than $23 a month. All online, with no complicated forms and no medical exam. All they had to do was answer a few health questions.
Wait, no medical exam and all online?
I know, right? It's not easy to think about, but if something happened to you, James and I would be...
Okay, I get it. Let's get a quote from Ethos right now. Wow, you were right. There's no medical exam. And Ethos makes the whole online process fast and easy. And look at these rates and coverage options. It's great protection and totally fits our budget.
Ethos. They've removed all the barriers from getting coverage. Go to checkethos.com to get your free online quote. That's checkethos.com.
Quote based on a healthy, non-smoking 30-year-old male with a 20-year term policy. Rates may vary.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com. ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come get a homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delights. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria.
You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So you finally stand up and in a very kind and reasonable way push back against what your local schools are doing at a school board meeting and you end up losing your job for it? That sucks. Stay tuned for that story.
Here's a crazy story. A group of our soldiers, American soldiers, were training at Fort Johnson, western Louisiana, out in the woods, and they were beset by a group of coyotes who attacked them and bit them. No serious wounds.
Couldn't they shoot them?
Well, that's one of the parts of this story I wanted to get to. According to the Army spokesperson, game officials assessed 2 to 4 coyotes were involved and likely interacted with the soldiers due to the blah, 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 a den nearby. Enforcement officers neutralized one coyote, which was sent for rabies testing. So now we have a neutral coyote, which is not a bad name for a band, the Neutral Coyotes. Now, if I was the spokesman for the base, I'd have said, well, these coyotes start biting them, so somebody took out a gun and blew the mangy beast to hell where it belongs. They neutralized the coyote.
Could have been Al-Qaeda.
Anyway, nobody seriously hurt, but crazy. 14 soldiers attacked by 2 to 4 coyotes.
Saw this headline yesterday. Missing California woman found safe 8 years after disappearance. Reported disappeared by her family 8 years ago.
Wow.
Attractive young woman. You know how those stories often go, the horrible. She shows up, says, I'm not missing. You can take me off the list. And there are no more
details. I just don't like you people.
And there are no more details because the police said we have to respect her privacy. So that's the end of the story.
Essentially, I got sick of your crap, so I went elsewhere. And didn't tell you, so you wouldn't bother me.
Right. And Nunya. You know where I've been? Nunya.
That is a sad story of family dysfunction, but wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to be either really not a good person yourself or have a miserable relationship with your family not to, you know, blow them a call or a text or something saying, look, I'm fine. I'm started a new life. Don't worry about me.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't there like an uncle you liked or something?
Where you been?
Anyway.
Somewhere else.
Not here. And then this is merely a public service announcement. If you're thinking of traveling outside of the country at some point, there's a lot of travel going on, Europe's cheap, blah, blah, blah. It takes an unholy amount of time to get a passport right now.
Oh,
wow. The State Department is way backlogged. Their current estimated processing time is 10 to 13 weeks.
I had no idea of this.
Yeah, yeah. It could be 3+ months before you get your passport. If you bribe them with a $60 expedited fee, it shortens to 7 to 9 weeks.
What is this, the Disney Fast Pass? You can do that? Wow.
Yes.
How progressive is that?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it just, again, public service announcement. If you are thinking back to yesteryear when you got your passport in 2 weeks, ain't going to happen right now.
Some great thoughts on what would be better than the way we do our debate system. Maybe we'll talk about that later in the show, too. If you miss an hour of the program, get it in podcast form, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State, together with my 3 amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran. We'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Well, they have it. Prediabetes is a serious medical condition that puts you at high risk for type 2 diabetes. But now, North Carolina residents with prediabetes can enroll in a free or low-cost National Diabetes Prevention Program. Get started now at joinaprogram.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
But I would like to say to you, who are entrusted to represent and make decisions for our children, and to the community that may be watching this video, that we have a big concern with what is now being taught to children as young as 10 in Benicia, such as children are being asked to identify their pronouns, and this is now part of the 10-year-old curriculum. This forces a gender discussion beyond the scope of the state requirements and complicates an already overburdened classroom environment.
That is a woman by the name of Janet Robertson, who lives in Benicia, California, who is speaking at her local school board meeting. We had the opportunity to chat with her at length yesterday and have an Armstrong and Getty Extra Large podcast for you, wherever you like to get podcasts or at armstrongandgetty.com. But we wanted to give you a sample of it.
The idea of going to the school board meeting and saying, hey, I don't like you asking my 10-year-old what their pronouns are. Yeah, I really hate that.
So what happened after Janet stood up, and we're going to play you a little more of what she said in the school board meeting, not only the substance of what she said, but the tone. An activist group in Benicia, California, the Progressive Democrats of Benicia, decided to ruin her. And so identified her publicly, posted scurrilous videos and posts online, contacted her employer repeatedly and demanded that she be fired, and that cowardly employer bowed to the pressure and cut her loose for expressing extremely mainstream points of view in an incredibly polite fashion.
Again, so you don't like the fact that the teachers are asking your 10-year-old what their pronouns are, which I found outrageous. You go to the school board meeting and complain very calmly about that. You got three kids and now you got no job. That sucks.
Yes, yes it does. Why don't we...
Politically accurate or medically correct. For example, the notion that a girl can decide to be a boy or a boy can decide to be a girl is not true and should not be taught. The new curriculum teaches not menstruate, and a girl cannot impregnate someone.
Where humanity and the government meet, it's weird.
I have a thought on that, but I wanted to play one more clip. 93, Michael.
12-year-olds will now be taught about oral and anal sex. Just this law, since several cultures would not find this teaching appropriate.
So for expressing those points of views in that manner, she was hounded from her job by the Progressive Democrats of Benicia. The one gal was advocating for keeping men out of women's sports, and the progressive, stop misgendering them, this is hate speech, they're women. And the gal said, just because a man says she's a woman doesn't mean she's a woman. She's a woman, yes she is. And the argument was, I believe this. You're wrong. Be on the folks who are introducing what mankind has believed for 50,000 years. If you're introducing the radical new philosophy, you don't get to say, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You got to come to me with an argument. But that's one of the reasons critical theory is against data and science. Because anyway, after Ms. Robertson... expressed herself at the school board meeting. Indeed, she was hounded out of her job, harassed in a handful of ways, and we talked to her about that. 95. You spoke at the Benicia Unified School District meeting to disagree with the new sex ed curriculum. What happened after that?
So, yes, I'm a mom of three children. I have a 9-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old. And so when I saw the new curriculum that's coming out that I believe is to be taught this year, I was very concerned about several items on it, which we can discuss. But I just simply went and spoke at the school board meeting like a lot of parents do. And then I was really surprised that afterwards, within the week, several people wrote to the local newspapers and even wrote to my company corporate headquarters to say that I was transphobic and homophobic and a bigot and all the terribly identified me as a Compass real estate agent. Because when I spoke to the school board meeting, of course, I didn't identify myself as anything other than a mom.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty crazy. And then when I heard they'd actually written to my corporate headquarters, my local team leader, so I worked with Compass here in Benicia in a little team, and they approached me and said, hey, you know, we've been told, and Compass Corporate has been told, that you're transphobic and all these things, to which I said, no, of course not. You know me. I've worked here for over a year, and I've brought in great money for you guys. In 2022, I did pretty well. I retired law enforcement, but I then did a retirement job as a realtor and kind of had just started out. And they said, well, Compass Corporate's really concerned about it. And, you know, basically I didn't really think much of it because I thought what I had said at the school board meeting was very reasonable. So then to get a call from the Compass Corporate representative, our regional managing director, to tell me that I could no longer do business as a Compass agent, I was shocked. I mean, I just felt my heart drop. I couldn't believe that they had done that.
Well, what was their why? Why couldn't you do work for them anymore?
Great question, which is exactly what I said. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, my business is doing great. And his words were, yes, this has nothing to do with business. And I said, well, you need to give me a reason. You know, why on the earth would you let me go if my business is great? And he said, well, no, actually, we don't have to give you a reason because you're an independent contractor, which, by the way, pretty much all realtors in the United States are independent contractors. He said, we really don't have to give you a reason. And I said, no. Oh, this is devastating to me. I've just spent tens of thousands of dollars branding myself as a Compass agent, and you're saying I can't work as a Compass agent anymore, and I need something in writing or some sort of reason. And he would not elaborate. I'm certain he was advised by counsel not to.
Oh, yeah. His counsel is smart, because to fire somebody for their political beliefs is kind of a no-no in this country, and actually even in the state of California. Well, I have a feeling that discussion is not over by any means. I'll let you worry about that. More with Janet Robertson in just a second or two after a word from our friends at HelloFresh.
Happen
to know we'll be having, I believe, shrimp and scallop cioppino tonight, which is a gourmet dish, absolutely delicious. It'll take us 20 minutes to whip up, maybe, in the kitchen. Love HelloFresh. They deliver satisfying meals that you whip up on your own. It saves you money, and they're so good.
You simply choose your recipes, pick the delivery date, lay back, and they come to your house super-duper fresh. When life is busy, especially this time of year at school and everything like that, don't call for takeout. Get HelloFresh. It's 25% cheaper than delivery and even less expensive than grocery shopping.
And they even have their quick and easy options that are extra quick and easy, plus quick breakfasts and lunches, too, to save the most time and money. And, again, it's variety. You don't get worn out eating the same stuff all the time. Try America's number one meal kit today. You're going to love it. Get 50% off plus free shipping with the code 50ARMSTRONG at HelloFresh.com/50ARMSTRONG. That's code 50ARMSTRONG at HelloFresh.com/50ARMSTRONG.
Man, the way a mob can come after you at your workplace in the modern world is frightening to me.
Yes, and make no mistake, the mob wanted Janet's hide, but even more, they want your silence.
Right,
and we can't give them that. More with the brave and admirable Janet Robertson.
The letter that to me was most concerning was a woman named Nathalie Christian, and she's the treasurer of the Progressive Democrats of Benicia, and she's the one who wrote to Compass and said, if you don't disavow or disassociate yourself from Janet Robertson by May 1st, we're going to go public on this. And sure enough, May 1st is when I got the call from the corporate representative who told me I could no longer be a Compass agent.
Well, the activists have figured this out. They know the play is to go after your workplace if they want to frighten people off, because every workplace is so afraid of being, being attacked by the mob that they're willing to let people go.
And I'm looking at this letter from the Progressive Democrats, I think, and it continually identifies you as Compass Real Estate's agent, Janet Robertson, which is not an accident. They are absolutely attempting to terrorize you into silence by taking away your ability to make a living.
I mean, it's practically like saying, hey, we know where your kids live or something like that. I mean, it's just a threat.
You're absolutely right. I completely agree.
Yeah, this is something. This is just absolute ugly craziness.
I mean, it would be, it's like, a better example would have been, edit that out, my example was poor. A better example would be the kind of car you drive and where you park. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. It truly is an attempt to silence me. And for me, it was effective. It actually got me fired.
Sure.
I'm very, very fortunate that, like I say, it's a retirement job for me with real estate, although it is my primary income at this point. I have a small pension from having been law enforcement, which I appreciate. A lot of parents don't. There's a lot of Americans who work as independent contractors, and that is their sole income. And for me, it has also been financially devastating. But it's just so frustrating. I would love to have seen Compass come out in response to this to say, hey, we respect, like, they're big proponents of the diversity, equity, and inclusion. Why not say we're diverse and inclusive, and we appreciate all walks of life and all thoughts. And we will support any of our realtors, whatever their political ideology is, even if we disagree with it. My thoughts are likely they're not as traditional as I am. And traditional people should also be protected.
Well,
so I was very disappointed.
Again, you can grab the entire Armstrong and Getty Extra Large podcast at armstrongandgetty.com or wherever you like to download podcasts.
We're getting a lot of texts. We're getting a lot of texts with things like time to Bud Light Compass Real Estate. That's not our point, but that is what's going to happen. I mean, maybe that's how this all gets sorted out, is companies decide, sometimes this doesn't go the way we think, so maybe we'll stay out of all these political issues.
Yeah, when we get frightened into stampeding over good people by these activist mobsters, we really hurt good people, and people get angry at us for that. Huh. Yeah, maybe they'll wake up. A great opinion piece that I came across that really ought to strengthen your spine if you're standing up against this stuff or you would like to, coming up in a moment or two. Hope you can stay with us.
Great idea.
Armstrong and Getty.
Recently, we were put in contact with MyPillow and introduced to their wide array of products, all focused on enhancing our sleep. And one of the standout products is the Giza Dream Sheets.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has made it his passion to give you a great night's sleep. And these Giza Dream Sheets do just that. The sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable.
And right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are at the lowest price ever. These sheets are coming in as low as $29.98 if you use the promo code GETTY. G-E-T-T-Y.
The Giza Dream Sheets come in multiple colors, styles, and sizes, and now is the time to upgrade your bedding and enhance your sleep.
Remember, MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square to check out this sale on the Giza Dream Sheets. When you click on this square, you'll also find deals on other MyPillow products, only around for a short time.
Enter promo code GETTY or call 800-666-1205 for these great limited-time specials.
Remember the code GETTY, G-E-T-T-Y.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter within the first day. Then right now for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Soundwave presents Billion Dollar Bash, a magical evening of music, food, and fun for a great cause. Saturday, August 26th, 6 to 10:30 p.m. at Axiom Repertory Theater. Billion Dollar Bash is a party, fundraiser, and the Danger Kitty album release party with proceeds benefiting Reading Roots Revival Music Festival and Axiom Repertory Theater. Start the evening enjoying the incomparable song stylings of Preston Jacobs while enjoying a no-host cocktail bar, delicious hors d'oeuvres, while you bid on your favorite silent auction items and pick up some band merch in the Looking Glass Lounge. Then the star-studded concert lineup on the main stage. Honeybee Jazz will kick off the night, followed by the rockin' soulful sounds of Anna J. Band. Then the grand finale, Danger Kitty. Tickets at axreptheater.com. Don't miss the Billion Dollar Bash with Danger Kitty, presented by Soundwave Entertainment.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Suggestion for a better way to do the debates that I agree with.
Huh.
Although, if I'm Ramaswamy tonight, current format, I walk out on stage, red beard, resonator guitar, working all day, 16 hours. I mean, I just launch right into it. Crowd goes wild. You own the night. It's the clip that gets played every package that covers the debate for the next 24 hours.
His thing, though, is look how young and vital I am. So maybe he comes out shirtless. Toting a 15-pound medicine ball, throws it to Christy, and Christy, of course, fumbles it and stumbles and everything. Just to make that,
wow.
I don't know.
Wow. So you're going to run on I'm fitter than Christy? I just don't know if that's a good platform.
Well, yeah, I see your point. To follow up on the last segment, quick note, came across this from Todd Madison that was kind of making the same point that I was trying to make earlier, and this is a story about Cal Unicornia, okay? But hear me loud and clear. Anybody in Texas has seen the bumper stickers, don't California my Texas, that sort of thing. Idaho, same. Nevada, just anywhere woke numbskulls are going in America, people don't want them to screw up their place, right? I promise you, with very few exceptions, your local schools have already been Californian, and I don't care where you live, because the educational establishment is so far left, as we were discussing yesterday. The numbers in higher education are just stunning. Teachers' colleges are one of the leftist institutions in America. Anyway, so no matter where you live, you have to be aware of this, and this piece is about how there was a controversy at a school board meeting, a different school board than the one we were just talking about, when the state superintendent of schools, who's a way left, he showed up and he accused the people who object to the new gender-bending curriculum as extremists. And this article talks about what a common technique that is, labeling parents who are concerned extremists in these clashes. It's the most common tactic in politics. People know what the labels mean. And if you just accept, oh, they're an extremist, it avoids the need to actually think through the merits of the arguments, which is exactly what they're looking for. But then, let's see, Todd makes the point, and I think he makes it quite eloquently, that for decades, it has been expected that a teacher will inform parents if their child appears to be having mental health. It's been true for centuries, not decades. That might be as innocuous as behavior issues or as serious as suicidal tendencies. But if a child was struggling with something, it was the teacher's duty to report it. This was completely accepted by the educational establishment. That apparently has changed. Now there's supposed to be a carve-out for mental health, gender identity. Those need to be kept secret, particularly from parents. Which brings an example. We've seen similar things happening in the book banning controversies. We used to expect school libraries to be curated in a way that kept materials inappropriate for kids off the shelves. Well, of course we did. It was assumed for centuries. Now, at least for issues relating to gender and sexuality and sexual practices, that has been abandoned. Any parent who says, what extremists? And those parents would more rightly be led to a measurably better academic performance for kids in our schools.
I notice we're not talking about math or reading. All this school stuff. The scores are so low all over the country.
They're miserable.
Yet
right?
That's not what we're discussing about schools. It's all this other stuff.
That's where the energy is in education in America right now. Indoctrinating your kids into radical gender theory. Doesn't that strike you as, well, odd to say the least, Eddie? Particularly given the miserable failure of government education at this point in the basics, this is such a huge crisis. I think more and more people are waiting. Don't let them traditionalists, extremists. And by tradition, we're talking like the year 2012, okay? Not 1940. Good gracious, these are odd times. Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Yeah, I'd say.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
You can get a T-shirt that says that at armstrongandgetty.com.
Oh, you turned it into commerce. Nice job.
Well, helps keep everybody on the staff.
If you missed an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Much to discuss in hour three.
And Getty.
Reading by Shasta Regional Medic, your life.